This weekend on Long Island, New York, more than 400 men and women are playing in the American Platform Tennis Association's National Championships. Platform tennis features intense competition in a small area surrounded by chicken wire. You might call it the tennis version of a steel cage match if the players weren't so darn friendly. Only a Game's Doug Tribou reports.
So imagine a tennis court, but it's only 20 feet wide by 40 feet long. Has a net in the middle. It looks just like a tennis court. Service boxes, alleys. But outside of the court, right next to the court, is chicken wire, tight wire that surrounds the court, called a cage.
That's Tim McAvoy. He's the president of the American Platform Tennis Association. Those chicken wire cages extend 12 feet in the air and give the game of platform tennis a sound all its own. McAvoy lives in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, and has been playing platform tennis for nearly 30 years.
You play the sport the same as tennis. You have to hit it over the net. It has to land in the court. But if you hit it hard enough, it goes over the net, lands in the court, it hits the wires, and you can play it off the wires before it bounces a second time on your side. So that's what takes away just the raw, brute power and makes it much more of a kind of a chess match.
On this late February Saturday, Center Court Athletic Club in Chatham, New Jersey, is one of five area clubs hosting championships for men and women in age groups ranging from over 40 to over 65. The skies are clear, but the wind is whipping through the courts and it's chilly. APTA Executive Director Ann Sheedy says two men in Scarsdale, New York, invented the sport in the 1920s.
They were tennis players, and they wanted to get out of the house in the winter, and so they created a wooden platform. And they got tired of chasing the ball in the snow, so that's how they came up with the idea of putting the screens around the court. One time, somebody played the ball off the screen, and they thought that was a great addition to the sport.
McAvoy says since those days, court construction has evolved.
There are heaters underneath, because if it's snowing or if there's ice, you play. The heaters melt the snow or the ice, and the surface of the court, the aluminum surface, has rough grit on it, almost like sand that's been painted into it, so the balls don't skid when it's wet.
The balls are neon green, like a regular tennis ball, but have a solid foam rubber core. The rackets look like oversized ping pong paddles with holes drilled through them. And a quick point of clarification, many platform tennis players call their game paddle tennis. However, there is a separate racket sport officially known as paddle tennis, but that's a story for another edition of Only a Game. John Milbank is a tennis pro at a country club in Morristown, New Jersey. He first heard about platform while working at another local club.
For 6 years, I refused to even go up and look at it. It looks so silly.
But 20 years ago, Milbank gave it a shot and got hooked. Platform is a doubles game, and Milbank and his partner, Mike Atkinson, would eventually win last month's men's 45 and older title. Milbank says it's a humbling sport for regular tennis players who are used to admiring their own aces and winners.
The points are so long, and you know, if you're kind of stuck on yourself, you know, it's easy to kind of get frustrated when guys are getting balls back. You might be dominating the point and lose it anyway, and it might be a super long point, but the teams that hustle and have a will rather than, you know, all caught up in their own skill, they tend to play better.
At the Short Hills Club in Short Hills, New Jersey, matches in the women's 40-plus tournament are underway. The wind gusts are still strong. Clouds roll in, and some snow squalls provide a glimpse of the kind of conditions players see during most winters. Platform players call their opponents' shots in or out. Line judges are only used at championship finals. Wilmington, Delaware resident Cindy Prendergast has won multiple women's and mixed national championships. She says sportsmanship is part of the culture.
Some of the worst-behaved tennis players actually end up being nice on the paddle court, and it's still competitive, but there's something about our group that just won't allow that kind of bad behavior. So we all just really try hard and we compete hard, but at the end of the day, we have a beer with each other and get ready for the next tournament.
Platform's traditional hub is in the tri-state area of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. But the APTA reports that Chicago has the fastest-growing U.S. platform community. There's also been some growth in Atlanta and parts of Florida and Arizona. Platform hit its peak in the 1970s when there were sponsors and cash prizes for major tournaments. A court with a heater can cost as much as $70,000, one reason it's primarily a country club sport. Today, only a handful of spectators have turned out, but the sport has fans in the world of elite tennis. Todd Martin was a panelist at the MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference in Boston earlier this month. Martin was once ranked fourth in the world, played on the 1995 U.S. Davis Cup Championship team, and reached the finals in the Australian and U.S. Opens.
I grew up in the Midwest in very cold climates. So my dad and I used to, you know, when it was cold out and when it was snowing, we'd go down to the platform tennis court and play that. And it was a lot of fun for me because I got to play with adults and play doubles.
Martin says after a long time away from platform, he picked up a racket again a few years ago.
The game is really very interesting, and you got to be careful about how hard you hit the ball. And it's dangerous because you're playing with a heavy ball, and you know, oftentimes the best solution is to try to hit the guy on the other side of the court. But it's a game that I know lots of the guys that I played junior tennis with play awfully well now.
During a break in the action at Short Hills Club, former APTA president Mark Fischel summed up the allure of a small outdoor tennis court inside a chicken wire fence.
Most winters, unlike this one, it'll be 10 degrees out, the wind will be howling, there'll be weather warnings, stay inside, bundle up. If you go out for short periods, and I'll be going out to play, and we'll play an hour and a half, 2 hours, we'll have a beer afterwards, and I'll drive home and I'll have icicles on the tip of my hair. But I just spent 2 hours with my buddies outside, got some great exercise, and had a blast. How could you not be addicted?
The American Platform Tennis Association's national championships continue today in New York, with the men's and women's finals scheduled for tomorrow. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Tribou. Our technical director is John Perotti. Our intern is Jeremy Conlin. And our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view Doug's platform tennis photo gallery, please visit onlyagame.org. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word this week comes from British Prime Minister David Cameron, who expresses appreciation for Barack Obama's recent assistance.
He's giving me some tips. He's going to help me fill out my bracket.
And he's going to teach me cricket.
You know, filling out a bracket takes minutes. For me, seconds. But learning cricket, that can take centuries. Get it? Centuries? That's a little cricket pun. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, presenting the MacArthur Award for Creative and Effective Institutions. Winners are at macfound.org. The Wallace Foundation, a source of ideas for improving education and enrichment for children, both in and out of school, at wallacefoundation.org. And the Poetry Foundation, celebrating 100 years of Poetry Magazine, online at poetryfoundation.org. This is NPR.